Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 4. We're talking about Vicky being dead wrong, Gina being the new favorite, and Kelly is back and she's drinking. Let's go!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I love the background singers.
I love these lights.
Yeah,
it's giving me life.
It is the clubhouse.
It is the clubhouse.
Yes. It's AfterBuzz. It's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. Welcome, everybody. It's Monday. I am your host, Hollywood Lee, and we're missing Maite. She will be back. She's out doing big things. Saw something on her Instagram story about wine drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that later. But I'm Hollywood Lean, and I can't do this without my panel. Let's start with my boy Thomas.
What's up, everybody? I'm Thomas.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi.
And I'm Haley. You guys can find me everywhere at Haley Clover.
Let's do this, guys. We're jumping in, and we open up with Tamra and Vicky at the doctor. And guys, it's going to be a very interesting episode. We have a lot to talk about, but I just want to give everybody a fair warning. It's going to be interesting tonight. We have a lot of opinions, and a lot of them are not very favorable towards Vicky. I'm going to start it off like kind of on a weird note, because I just want to say this. I love when people say whoop it up on the show.
Me too.
I love it. Like, it's so fun. It's great. Vicky is like the OG. But in that doctor's office, it just felt so stale. And you know what? She hasn't whooped it up in a long time. And she really didn't whoop it up in Mexico. It was kind of a disappointing letdown. So when we opened up with Tamra and Vicky at the doctor, Vicky was just kind of annoying me right away.
Mm.
Right off the bat, the doctor was hot. What did we think about this opening?
I mean, it was a little slow, but I think they had to start lower to give us that big build towards the end.
Absolutely.
Which we did get. So I was,
totally.
Whatever, I'm okay with it.
I'm fine with it. I think there wasn't too much going on, but Vicky saying whoop it up was cute. It's her little thing going on.
Yeah, I just felt like it was kind of set up, and it kind of plays out throughout the beginning of the episode. Like, once again, everybody's working out together. I mean, I work out by myself when I do work out. Thomas, do you work out with other people?
I work out alone.
So, I don't know. Everybody in the OC works out alone. Haley?
I mean, I work at a group fitness studio, so
I
love working out with other people.
Okay, that's
great.
But
I like group classes, but I also have no problem going to the gym by myself. I wouldn't be taking my family and young kids to the gym with me.
Yeah, it felt like there was a lot happening. It just felt kind of set up. I don't know. You never know with the OC. As Gina put it, very, very beautiful throughout the episode. There's always some sort of faux, some sort of fakeness, but we just open up with the family. Shane hasn't passed his bar exam, so we have to kind of embarrass him a little bit. And all of a sudden, the show is Southern Charmed.
Right? I know. The mom. I've got to be honest. I'm a little confused about Shane. Like, I don't know what's going on. I even turned to you guys a couple times. I'm like, okay, so if he hasn't passed his bar exam, like, what does he do? Because I thought he was
a practicing lawyer. Yeah, they say he's really well off and he doesn't have to work.
Exactly.
So, you know, Shane, we're not mad at you. If I didn't have to work, I would just be hanging out at home,
right,
too.
Right, but then why not own that? Why even act like you're going to take the bar exam? Just be like, yo, I got a lot of money. I'm not working.
But he is working. He's just saying, like, if you want me to actually pass it, like, I got to set time and, like, do it.
Right.
But we're saying, why even do it?
Right. I think for purposes of having a storyline, it's important to just highlight the fact that he hasn't done it. Maybe.
Yeah. And you know what? Being at home is, like, all dandy. Like, the first week you watch Ellen, it's, like, super fun. You order takeout. But then after, like, 2 weeks, you get cabin fever. Like, you need to do something.
Yeah.
I would be, like, my 600-pound life if I just stayed at home all day. So I can't. I don't know. I don't like when they gang up on the guy. Like, it felt Shane. He felt like, I don't know, just he looked really uncomfortable on camera, and he just looked like, oh, great, this is what's happening.
Well, right, it's now. Not like, it's about the housewives, not the house husbands. Yeah. So who cares?
His mom is like, can you crack the whip already? And she's like, look, I don't want to drive my husband away, okay? Can you just, I'm already alpha enough.
Are we getting like Mama Elsa from Real Housewives of Miami having like the fun, like mother-in-law-ish kind of role?
Oh my gosh, I remember
the role,
her.
Yes. Remember her? And yes. Facially with Vicky, yes.
Yeah.
Like in the shot of the doctor's office, we're like Vicky's face away. Is so tight. I'm like, girl, woo. I'm just going to slow down because I've been getting messages from other housewives. Hi. And you know what? I love. Yeah. All right. Let's just move on. Kelly and Vicky are having coffee. Vicky's saying she will have respect. Kelly is saying, and she's also saying that Kelly needs to look in the mirror, and Kelly doesn't roll like that. And frankly, I get it.
I kind of like the fact that Kelly said on camera that she feels like the girls went away and they had their own bond, and Kelly's over here.
Because you've been saying that from the beginning.
I've been saying that, and the fact that Kelly feels it, just like, I feel validated. It's like, well, she sees what's going on, and she knows how the show works, and now she's kind of like, oh, crap, where do I go? And I think that's why later on we're going to discuss her bringing it up again. Because she's going to need to bring that up now. Because if she doesn't, then...
Vicky's good.
Nothing.
She's friends with Tamara and Shannon, so...
Yeah.
She's good now. Friend tank is full.
Exactly. Well, and as much as Kelly can say that she's okay with her ex dating, like, you're just not. You're just not okay with it.
It must be so hard.
It definitely hurts, and it's okay to say that you're moving on and you're trying to date and whatever, but you don't have to put up such a hard front and say you're totally okay. That's why she keeps bringing it up, too. I mean, if she didn't even think about him or didn't care at all, maybe
But the
it was
friendship
a different story.
Thing really hurts, because they're a constant reminder, you know what
I'm
I mean?
Totally Team Kelly on this one.
It's like, I have to go home and deal with my divorce, and then I go out to dinner with my friends, and I have to deal with the fact that you're going out to dinner with my husband and his new date!
Right.
Yeah, the good thing with where Kelly's at is that the girls agree with her. If it was split 50-50, this would be such a mess.
I'm really glad that everyone's letting Vicky know, like, you're wrong. That's why I played Suddenly I See, because, like, Suddenly I See that you're wrong, Vicky, and I've always been on your corner.
I get it now.
Always been on her corner. Like, I've always brought the casseroles, but you never showed up to eat them.
How incredibly, like, amazing is it that every time, Vicky, you don't see any bit of, like, it doesn't faze her one bit. She turns it instantly in her
confessionals
and everything.
She can't move the face, that's why.
Well, you're right. That could be it. It could be the fillers.
But in the confessional, she is just giving it to you. She's like, you need to shut up. You need to shut the flip up, which I really liked.
You know
her
what?
Use of flip.
When I was actually watching last week's Watch What Happens Live, she has not been remorseful at all. It's like the season's already wrapped and done, and she's still sticking by with what she is saying and
what
she said.
That's all she's got left. She's got to just stick to what she says.
I think that's part of the course.
It's part of the act.
It is.
Yeah.
Vicky is known for always sticking by her guns, even when she's wrong and everyone's going, look.
That's why
we've always liked
her.
We've always liked this, but like when we were really fed up with it was with the Brooks thing, because we were like, we need you to get off that high horse, admit you're wrong, so we can like you again.
Exactly. It's like crashing into the wall like 500 times, but
exactly.
Just keep on doing it.
So she kind of did it. And, you know, there's still a large percentage of people that are really still mad at Vicky.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm slightly mad at her because she never came in after Buzz. Talk to me, because I've always been Team Vicky, and I made so many casseroles. But the other thing is that. The other ones are, they're willing to move on. She is the OG, and we love her, and we love that she sticks by her guns and stuff. But here's the thing about it. It's different right now, because we're really seeing that Kelly's hurting. We don't like the way that this has gone down.
Yeah.
Especially because Kelly went against everybody right off the bat.
Right.
Right in the beginning for Vicky. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Well, that's kind of what she had to do, because she wasn't going to make it in this group of girls if she wasn't going to corner in on with Vicky. But I don't know. That's just how this puzzle works. You know, sometimes you have a good season. Sometimes you have a bad one. So I think right now she's so far having a bad one.
Oh, Vicky. The thing about it is that I don't know. I feel like she should flip the script, because we expect hard Vicky. You know what I mean? I feel like if she just let all the walls down, it would be like slightly refreshing. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like she just puts it on really hard sometimes. And especially this season, coinciding with what's happening in real life on social media. We just saw the episode with Tamra saying, I don't feel like Vicky and Steve's love is real. So this entire week, Vicky's Instagram is flooded Steve's birthday party. And they're just like out with the kids together and everything. And I'm glad that they're together. I'm glad that the families are getting along. I think it's great.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We're not going to see any kind of engagement or anything then on the season.
No, there's no way that's happening this season.
No, I don't think so.
That's what Vicky wanted.
Well, she can't always get what she wants, exactly. Thomas.
She's going to find a way.
Yeah, that's possible.
Well, we start up with Shannon. And let me just say, yes. Hashtag relatable. Mm-hmm. Yo-yoing the weight. Girl, I feel ya. Gosh. Up and down the 15, 20, 25 pounds. Haven't we all been there? So I really, really like this. Like, hello, my life. I feel you. And I love that she said, now I can eat.
Yeah, she's very vocal about her eating habits and what's struggle. Going on. And it's honestly super relatable to a lot of people that go through the ups and downs of meal portions and things like that. I love that whole thing about.
I thought it was so great. I just love how she was making me laugh with the struggle of like keeping down the weight and like going up and down. So when she said she was going to do QVC for low fat meals, I was completely just dumbfounded.
I love that she's going to do something like that.
I think it's great, but God, were we all just slightly confused? She was just saying that she's been yo-yoing and that it's about a lifestyle, but I didn't know that she already had committed, and now she's going to make the food because she's been committed.
Yeah, that was cute with having her three daughters.
You know how those things come up, though. It's like, Shannon, you've got this many followers. You're trying to lose weight. Let's create a low-calorie line for you for QVC. You know she didn't come up with any of those recipes herself.
No.
And it's probably a good thing because her daughters made it look like they were absolutely disgusting.
Well, I feel like they're little kids, though. I thought they were, actually.
The pasta was stuck together. Like,
oh, God. Does anybody else like get disgusted about frozen sole?
Frozen food is just... I mean, you guys, this is coming from the guy that eats Carl's Jr. Like, I just had Popeyes.
He did.
Don't even get me started. Like, the fat kid train will run, and it'll run hard.
You guys, I do like that this is going to bring more focus, Shannon. She's going to be focusing on QVC and, you know, focusing on this
now
whole
thing.
Now
she has to show up to the reunion, like, super skinny. Snatched. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
well, she already did look like she lost weight in one of her confessional looks tonight in the red. But I will say, even though maybe the food didn't make as much sense right now, I'm all for her just owning the brand and what she's got going on right now and using that to her advantage.
Hey, well, it's...
Show your daughters you're working hard.
It feels stronger than a restaurant and everything else that she's bringing up.
Yeah, it's easier. And so much more work.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is easier. Well, we just haven't seen anything from it. Like, I would be all about it. You know what I mean? Let's go to, like, Shannon's restaurant. That's fine. But I don't think she really took that much initiative or showed us enough for us to be that interested.
Yeah.
So now that we see that it was slightly easy, as you know, like she showed us, she said it was 20% chance that QVC would take her, but from what it looks like they're taking her. So
she did say on Watch What Happens Live that a really good business deal happened throughout the season, so I'm assuming this is it. But that's looking great. Back on past seasons, her life has been so crazy that we just focus on that. Now we get to focus on business side of you, which I think is important when you're on these shows. So I'm excited for her. You go, Shannon.
Gina is a warrior, and her kids are at the zoo. And let me just say right off the bat, oh, man, that is a handful right there.
Ooh, yeah.
Her son in the back saying, Mommy, 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 like 15 times. Oh, man. Props to all you moms out there. You guys are just...
For real.
Man. I really like her. She is so refreshing, and I feel bad for her. Her situation is not ideal. I know we know what the outcome is right now, but I just feel like it's sad. Don't you guys feel like it's sad?
Well, I think because we know what's happening to her, you know, we already know what's going to happen. And then you just see it and you're like, oh, that's totally where things were going wrong. Oh, God.
But there's an undertone, even in her confessionals. And she's like, I just never thought I would be living apart. I never thought that I wouldn't be with my husband. Like, I feel genuinely bad for her.
Yeah, it makes me want to ask her, and hopefully, Gina, you will join us here in the studio. I just want to know, like, when did she commit to doing the show and how far apart that was from when he had to move to LA and everything? Because, like, could she have put the brakes on the whole thing and be like, okay, wait, okay, we're not going to live together. This isn't going to work out. Let's cancel the show. Like, why continue on doing the show? Like, how committed were you?
Show must go on, honey.
You know, and I would love for you to come in.
Contracts and stuff, too, and who knows? I mean.
And this is like.
And she, if she knew it was going that way, she's got to make money.
But that's reality. Like, you're signed up for a reality show and, oh, it's not going well. Press record it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm just saying, situation-wise, I just feel bad when she says to her kids, like, only three more wake-ups and daddy comes home.
God.
Like, that hurt my heart. You know what I mean?
The boy was so excited that she said three, and she was going, well, it's not that bad. And he was like, yay!
I know. Can you imagine going, like, 14 wake-ups?
Oh, my goodness.
Because he doesn't come home for, like, 2 weeks at a time and stuff.
It's so sad.
Are we going to see this relationship dissolve this season?
Are we going to see him ever in this season?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, I like Gina.
She's coming guns blazing here.
If we're getting there yet.
Oh, yeah. No, I think we're gonna have to vote her MVP.
I mean.
Whoa. That is a huge title to give somebody that's brand new.
For the episode, yes. For the episode, okay.
I have to agree. As a fellow New Yorker. I was living for her comments today about Californians being a bit fake and how, oh my God, her analogy of you're walking by 10 people in New York, four of them say hi, but you know that those four people like you. And then you do that in California and all 10 say hi, but seven of them effing hate you. And
it's so true.
Unbelievably true. And it's exactly how I felt when I moved here. And I was like, oh girl, you're speaking the truth right now.
It is so true. Connecting. Oh man.
Speaking of things that are true here at AfterBuzz, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. Now, if you're listening, if you are at home, go on YouTube right now, check up our channel. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no other network that works harder than us. But we need your help, so we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our channels. It's really simple. You just go on your phone, hit subscribe. I do it all the time. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help us continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't worry, because those are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did in the comments so that we can shout you out on our show. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of talk.
Yeah, exactly. We love that. We have lots of shows for you guys to watch.
There's so many.
We thank you guys for watching, and we thank you for joining us and for downloading us on iTunes. We really appreciate that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about Spanks for Shannon, None for Gina. The accents are coming out. It's the dinner table of schooling.
I love this. I love the fact that we did say Maite. Everybody at the table last week wanted this group sit down, and we got it.
Yep.
Which was a surprise because they didn't show it in the preview, which is interesting. But
only took four episodes.
It only took four.
But that's not that bad. Yeah. I'm saying that for real. Like, normally they would have dragged it out. We wouldn't have seen anybody for at least like a week or two.
I think they realized there wasn't much else to show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think the progression makes sense now. Yeah. I think it makes sense because now we got the three girls together, so they did their little whatever dance they were doing.
And it was over much. Like, the first episode, it was great. We loved everybody together. We laughed. Then now it's like, it's beginning to feel a little fake. So I'm glad that they threw in the new girls and roughed it up a little bit and shook everything up.
Agreed. Yeah.
I loved it because, and also too, like, you just have to imagine all the cameras that are following the two new women, and they've seen Vicky for 10 freaking years now. So to actually be in this moment, it was really exciting to watch as a viewer.
I think this is actually a good point to bring up some tweets because it's mostly about this dinner party. And then we can kind of talk about what our...
Let's bring up our Twitter sphere segment. We are going to coincide our last segment here, basically the dinner table, we'll talk about Tamara and that scooter and everything afterwards. But for now, let's talk about this dinner table of Schoolie while we get our tweets prepared. Loser, girl code, Vicky is going down. Vicky, we're just going to have to school you, let you know, because Kelly got drunk and she wants to let everybody know what's going on.
You know what was missing, though, in this moment? Vicky biting back and saying, like, the Vicky coming out of the table and saying, you know, you don't know what you're talking. Like, she could have went in on this girl.
Yeah, but she knew she was wrong. Yeah.
I know. I guess.
I think deep down inside, she knew she was wrong. So she was just like, and I love how she pretended to not hear the loser thing. You know what I mean? Because normal Vicky would have been like, what?
Yeah.
But let's pull up the first tweet. Haley, lead it for us.
Yeah, so this one, Anthony, brings us, Gina and Emily speaking their opinions has nothing to do with knowing Vicky or not. Kelly presented the group with a scenario, and they expressed their thoughts on it. It's all fair.
Yeah, it pretty much is. The
From
table.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire...
And they agree as well.
Yes.
It's fair. No,
the thing about that is that the table is fair game. Everyone can talk about anything at the table, and you can put your opinion on it. If it's brought up in the group setting, it's all right, Josh. So I feel like Gina wasn't really out of line to speak her opinion. Everybody was talking about it.
Now, did Gina go the extra mile and, like, really get into it by calling her a loser and whatever? Yes, absolutely. But I loved it.
Sometimes you need to crack that
and
noggin.
You know what? And she's going to be a little different from the women because she is from New York and the vibe there. We've all been to New York here on the table. It's just a different vibe. They're a lot more edgier. They're a lot more straight to it. So we're going to see a lot of, like, just keeping it real. And a lot of these OC women are probably used to just people agreeing and agreeing and agreeing.
New York, not New Jersey. Get it right. New York.
Did I say New Jersey?
No, you said New York.
Okay. I was like, hilarious. Gina would have came after.
Yeah, Gina's letting everybody know. It's just like a totally different state. And this is our
geographically,
next... Exactly.
Yes.
This is our next tweet.
Yeah, so Maddie Monster said, Gina came for Vicky's throat within seconds of meeting her while Emily played sassy peacemaker.
These are
some good-ass newbies! Peggy would have just said, what is girl code?
Haley, why would you pick this tweet?
Shade.
Oh.
Peggy, come join us,
gotta
please.
Gotta be honest, though, I don't think I even got down to the end last time.
Yeah, Peggy, come join us. Because I said something in passing last episode, and Peggy is one of our viewers. So, Peggy, come join us in the after show.
And that tweet also got me really excited that there's fans out there that are liking the two women. Because I'm not going to lie, the first two episodes, I was kind of like, what are they going to bring? But now we're getting into it. I see now where things are going to go.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a different vibe with these two. Like, I don't know. I'm still... Jury's out on Emily. Gina, I'm, like, all for right now just because I think she's going to really, like, ruffle some feathers. And that's what I want to watch. Like, that's why I watch this show. Emily just seems kind of too... Nice.
There's an image. There's like the lawyer.
Yeah, she's
image.
Like, I work. And they're like, oh, don't you make your own days? She's like,
yeah, 3 days a week.
I'm like, okay. No, we're really starting to see it.
And we already have one person that works on the show, which
I
is
know,
Vicky.
Which exactly. So I kind of get it. But you know what? I'm curious about the husband thing. There's something there.
Leanne is not going to stop until we find out.
It's such a weird dynamic. Emily, please join us here at the table.
I'm obsessed with the Mormon background part and the, yeah, I love that part.
Can you explain why?
Well, I grew up in Las Vegas and I had a lot of LDS friends and a lot of Mormon friends and it's just very intriguing. All religions actually are very intriguing to me. People are just very, I love the commitment and the faith-driven people about religion. I just love, and I studied religion in college, so I just really like the sociology aspect of it. I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I watch all of the like TV shows on that kind of stuff. like, you know, A&E, right, Leah's, right, everybody.
They show a lot of him. So I think that Emily really wanted us to get to see that side, because otherwise we wouldn't see him at all.
Exactly. I would just be interested to see him with the other husbands. Like, when you get to see the guys together every once in a while, I just think
he doesn't look like a guy's guy, which is fine. Not everybody is. But I'm interested to know just more about them and their background and stuff. I'm just curious about it. I'm not saying anything shady.
I hope we get that this season.
Yeah. This dinner table was amazing. The newbies were speaking out, and Vicky was just side-eyeing. She wasn't really playing. No. Tamara was drinking her wine. What do we think about this before we move on from it?
I was loving this dinner table scene.
A couple things that I loved. Not to go backwards, Shannon giving into the pizza and her whole reaction on she saw Tamara eat that pizza, and she was like, game over, give me the pizza.
Exactly.
She started off knifing the salad.
In the beginning, she was like, we'll both get the salad. Don't get the beet one. I'll get this one. And should we get a pizza for the table? Not for us. We're not going to eat it. And Tamara's like, pizza? But as soon as she ate it.
Yeah, I don't drink when I'm trying to make good choices. Oh, blah, Shannon. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's like, this is what we're loving. You like pizza.
No, this is like what we're loving about Shannon. Like, I love this. This is real. I love the relatable losing weight thing. The QVS thing is just, QVS, yeah, it's just throwing me off a little bit.
I love Shannon more this season.
Make a buck, though.
Yeah.
I think we have one more tweet, too.
Oh, this one I just thought was hilarious because it was random, but, like, also made me laugh because it could be totally true. This one says, I hope Vicky and Shannon brush their hair at some point this season.
Carlton. You girl.
Oh, you know what? It's fine. They've been on air for a while. We've seen every
look. I thought
that
was Carlton from the Beverly Hills.
Oh my god, that it probably is.
It looks like it. No, I don't think it is.
Oh, Carlton was just not a fit.
I saw her at the Abbey.
Did you?
Yes.
What kind of vibes did she give off?
I'll say off camera.
Elvira gothic vibes.
Carlton. Very gothic.
Yeah. She was the witch.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
I can't wait for that. Beverly Hills to come back.
Also, so here's the other thing I loved. I also loved, Kelly.
I was just going to say, Kelly basically drunk dialed and DM'd her latest Tinder date and was like, let's meet up now. Come to this restaurant.
Who, by the way, has matching fillers to Vicky's face.
They
could have been brother and sister.
No, do you know what he looked like? If he would have had a red scarf, he would have looked like the red scarf guy from the New York Housewives that was on the speed dating thing. I'm like, where are they getting these older guys with long, wavy hair?
I could not.
He came from a casting. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I'm like, we're in Orange County. Kelly, you could have gotten... Kelly's hot.
Kelly? Yeah. I have no idea why she did that.
Oh, that kiss was weird. Kelly was so drunk. And you know what? Boom. I ain't even mad at you. We've all drunk kissed someone that wasn't that attractive.
It was just hilarious that she brought him to the table and then everyone else left.
Especially during a girl's night.
Because
why?
Everybody was so confused. Everybody was all on the girl team. They were like, girl power, we're the Spice Girls and we believe in girl power. Vicky, you are wrong. Here comes my new boyfriend. And everyone's like, what? Wait, what?
I will say that Vicky and Kelly were both last minute add-ons to the dinner, though. So maybe Kelly already had plans with this guy.
Yeah,
and then, like, because she was going to dinner, maybe he was coming.
That's her
defense.
I'd
like to say that hopefully that wasn't it, and that she just called him and was like, come over now. Like, I'm going to introduce you to all my friends, and we can make out at the table and show them, like, what you're missing.
That was not good.
Well, we have just a couple more things before we get into our news and gossip section, which is going to be very interesting. But for now, we're talking about Tamara and that scooter, Eddie and his heart and their home. It's just a big old mess. But basically, Tamara invites Gina over and she's like, look, Vicky doesn't like you. And she's like, oh, that's fine. That's her problem. Let me just call her the next day and be like, do you want to go on a little walk?
Why did they do that so early? Like, I feel like that's something that they could have made us wait. And I'm fine waiting for it.
And she could have made Vicky wait a little bit. Like, you don't call her a loser and then call her the next day.
But I think that maybe that's showing us then that they're actually not going to have the problems the rest of the season.
That's
somebody
what I didn't want to see.
Somebody else is going to have serious issues.
Oh, yeah. I think that Kelly and Vicky thing is just the beginning, but we'll get into that in our predictions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so basically, let's move on to this walk. This walk around the OC in front of the water, which is beautiful. A little awkward. Just because Vicky just never knows how to say the right thing. You know what I mean? And even when they're kind of getting some progress, she always has to throw in some little jab. You know what I mean? Especially when Gina's trying to be like, look, I'm not really a shit talker. And she's like, well, I think you kind of are.
Yeah, I think...
Gina should have gave it to her. I feel like if she was as bad as she would at the table, she could have just stuck by her guns a little bit more. I mean, like, look, I'm just trying to let you know that I was just throwing my opinion out there. I strongly stand by it, and I think it is girl code. And she did do that in a way, but I feel like even when Vicky was starting to jab again with the whole, you know, messing with her from New York, right, she could have been like, yeah, I am from New York, and we're strong, so yeah, you better watch out, girl.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's definitely teetering the edge of wanting to still be part of the group, but also wanting to be herself. Because she did mention to Tamara that she wanted to, you know, like, make up with her and, like, try to get everyone to like her. But
yeah, you don't want Vicky on your bad side.
You just don't.
I mean, yeah, the opposite way.
Like, it's a total game. This is a huge game.
It's a huge game.
And if you want to last, unfortunately, I think you do have to be on Vicky's good side.
Or you could just play it like Megan and just come in and just tell her to shut up and call her an old lady.
That's kind of where I thought Gina was going. So
yeah, that's what I thought too.
I'm really shocked that they would put that in there and do like a makeup in the same episode. It just felt like another reality show. It didn't feel like Housewives.
It might not last, guys.
I know. See, like, I'm
nothing
fine.
Lasts.
Like, the drama is fine. Like, this drama is kind of pointless. So, I'm fine with the pointless drama for, like, just watching television. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
this
could
have been something that I would have been like, fine.
Exactly.
Let's make this so extra. Like,
the table scene was great. And then for us to have a makeup scene, I kind of see how you're.
Yeah.
I'm on Thomas's side. We could have dragged it out a tiny little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think she could have played a little bit more of a...
Because she went and she basically... Unless she didn't realize she was straight up calling somebody a loser at the table. Because sometimes when people think, they think like scenarios.
And Vicky's like, I don't remember. What did you say? She was a bit like, I called you a loser and said you were not girl code. You know, but... It is what it is. I'm sure tonight we'll have some tweets from the ladies. But for now, send us your tweets at AfterBuzz. Tag us to let us know so we could showcase your tweets because we love that. And make sure to say hi to us in the live chat if you're watching live because we really do appreciate that. We really like that. Let's get into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, just before we get started, just want to say that tonight, if you guys are hearing her podcast and our after show, Emily is actually going to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight. So I know the panel, we're not really raving for her yet. It's going to be interesting to hear what Andy asks her and what the callers ask her. So definitely make sure to tune in to Watch What Happens Live tonight. We'll get to hear from Emily. I love Watch What Happens Live because... You know, they're off the show, so it's kind of like a relaxing setting. They have a cocktail. I want to get to know Emily,
and
like, off the show.
It's an extension of the show. Mm-hmm. Just like AfterBuzz here, we're an extension. If you just love the show, tell your friends. You should watch this after show because it's everything that we talk about and everything that we say and everything that they're thinking. We're just seeing it live on YouTube.
And I've read some comments on our YouTube page that they actually watch our after show first, which I love.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've read a lot of different comments like that. So shout out to you guys for coming here first because it's kind of fun, too, to hear people's opinions and then you form your own after.
That's true.
That's why AfterBuzz is so amazing. So what's our news and gossip?
I don't know if we have a graphic, but it's okay if we don't. So Vicky reportedly wants to bring back Gina as a housewife, and I just wanted to... She said this just 3 days ago, and so I was just wondering what everyone's opinions were.
Drink in the face, Gina.
Drink in the face, Gina.
The one that brought the gay and then was like, no wonder you're getting divorced.
I mean, that montage has brought up how many times? We've seen Gina get hit in the face with a glass of wine. Like, I mean,
the montages tonight were on point. I really like the montage.
I like how it's 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, it's so good.
So good with the seasons.
Yeah.
Once again, we're shouting out the Bravo editors. Mm-hmm. These people deserve Emmys.
Yes.
They're just so good at their jobs. I think it would be great to bring back Gina and just shake it up a little bit. And you know what? Bringing somebody back, kind of like reprising an old show from the 80s and 90s. It's just the thing to do nowadays.
Well, if you had to bring back one OC housewife, an old OC housewife, who would it be?
Gretchen Rossi.
Why?
I would bring Gretchen Rossi back because she has problems with the girls that could be resolved. I think Slade is a very interesting character. He's always great TV, so I think he would ruffle feathers with the cast. And there's so unfinished business off that didn't happen that could bring a classic flair. Now, if we're talking about bringing somebody that's more new, I would bring back Heather DeBrow.
I'm sure Heather's like, I'm kind of mad I'm not in this season because it's, I'd like to get into that Vicky Kelly mess. You know what I mean?
I want to see that house.
I do.
Heather's always on the receiving end of Kelly's screaming, and now it's Vicky.
It's like we had a whole season where she was with Terry, like figuring out the tree and like this whole drama.
I didn't want to see anything in the house. It was really annoying to hear her be like, oh, the handles cost $25,000. Like, you know, good for you, Heather.
I could use a good dose of Heather on her high horse, though, and then getting knocked the F off.
That's fine.
That was my favorite.
She didn't handle well that whole little, that only that one moment in the bus, like in Amsterdam or wherever they were last season or two seasons
she
ago.
She did a couple things that have been shady.
Yeah, but
including like trying to get Kelly drunk thing. She was involved with that, bringing the flask of Fireball.
Absolutely.
I don't
the
know.
Chanel flask.
Yeah, I have some issues with Heather.
So unnecessary.
I'm kind of team Jeff Lewis when it comes to Heather. Sorry.
Ooh, ouch.
And I saw Heather DeBrow at the OC Fair, and Terry was taking pictures
Wait,
with everybody.
What? They went to the OC Fair?
I can see what the kids
I saw Terry then. At the OC, I saw Heather DeBrow and her family at the OC Fair last year.
That actually
And everybody
makes me
was
like
taking
her more.
Pictures with Terry, and nobody could approach Heather. You know? Which makes sense. Anyways, I'm not tripping. I'm just saying, let's bring back Gretchen because...
And she was on our show.
She was on our show. She has so much unfinished business with the ladies. It would be great to get that history. And you know, Tamara wants to say... Why would you bring Ricky to that dinner and make up those lies
yeah,
about my
Emily's
husband?
And Emily's on the show. Might as well.
Oh, man. So and think, it was at Emily's house.
Do you think Tamara and some of the girls are saying, I'm not going to be on it if you bring back Gretchen? Because I could see them doing that. I don't know why they wouldn't bring her back. I think that would have been better.
I feel
TV
like
than
people
Emily.
Do that all the time. I've read Andy Cohen's books, and the housewives are very vocal.
Oh, absolutely.
And they will text, and they will tell him, like, I've read stuff from his book that is saying, like, some of the housewives that have been kicked off right away, like, they were like, we were banking on this. Like, we didn't get any deals. Like, we didn't get a revival. And he's like, look, like, some people trailblaze and kick off, and some people don't. Like, I never told you to bank on this. Right. Or some people are pissed that they're not getting hired back or they're getting demoted. Like, they're very vocal, so I wouldn't be surprised. But I feel like there's only a couple OGs. There's only a couple top
there's
dogs.
There's two, and I don't know. You guys are
Mimi,
probably going to be... Oh, yeah.
Bethany, those kind of people, like Andy will change stuff for. You know what I mean? Because those people
Vicky.
Have.
Vicky, I would say Vicky too.
Vicky
too. But Vicky has lost so much
Lisa
credibility,
Vanderpump.
Though, in the
Lisa
last.
Lisa Vanderpump. Oh, Kyle too has come up. But like from OC, who do you guys. There's only two other ones that I would think, and honestly, they were not that big of standouts, but Lori.
Nah.
No.
No.
And Alexis.
None of them.
And Alexis
no, Alexa. No, Alexa.
No,
nope,
I definitely
nope,
don't
nope,
need
nope.
her.
I definitely don't want her either. So we're voting Gina as the MVP. She was our favorite for the episode, making us laugh at that dinner table of schooling, letting Vicky know you were wrong. You were wrong. And now let's talk about our predictions because there's a lot of things happening this season.
Mm-hmm. And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
We could say that this is kind of a slow start.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like OC's been trucking the last couple of years to just kind of get its flair back. We're in the right lane. I just want to put a little bit more, you know, gas on the fire. I want to speed it up a little bit more. But what I'm seeing is Kelly really taking this to the bank with Vicky. And I don't think it has anything to do with the Michael thing anymore. I really think it has to do with the Thomas thing that he's talking about. She is left on the sidelines now that Vicky is in with the girls.
Yeah.
She is just thrown to the wolves on the side.
That's how it is in high school. Like, when you, like, 1 year...
Well, these
like,
women are in high school.
Exactly. Yeah, it's Real Housewives of, you know, high school. But
Orange County High School.
Or it's Orange County High School. But honestly, I think my prediction is Vicky and Kelly going at it one more time and more times throughout the season. But next episode, I definitely think Kelly knows that... I think 50% of her is really pissed off at Vicky because she gave so much to her. And I know vice versa, but as far as just backing her when she needed it, And the other 50% is needing a storyline and needing to come after something or somebody, because I don't really think us watching Kelly go on multiple dates, talking to Jolie, and she's not really building a brand or business. So yeah. I think Vicky, like, having that and then maybe repairing it at the reunion, but she definitely needs to continue it on with Vicky for now.
They all need to ump it up a little bit.
Yeah. My only prediction is that next week, Emily's going to be outshined by her mother-in-law. Because we see it's coming that she's back. So I'm excited to see what
she has to say. Is that Shane's mom?
Yeah.
Oof. Well, she reminds me of somebody that was like on Beverly Hills. Remember Beverly Hills Dana with the 25,000 glasses? It reminds me of somebody that has been a friend of the show.
No.
I think she's been.
She's giving me Real Housewives of Dallas mom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The one with the brand, like her mom.
Okay.
That's super uptight. That's true. And
yes,
the one that owns the makeup line.
Yes, and won't give the business up. She's giving me her vibes.
Yeah, I mean, but without the business.
25,000 Dana was, Desperado. Hashtag
I just watched
Desperado.
The clip of that not that long ago.
I'm just hoping.
You like the glasses? 25,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Who says that? And who would spend $25,000 on glasses?
That's literally what Courtney said to Kim on last night's episode. Who even speaks like that?
You're a disgusting human being, and I'm ashamed to be related to you.
That's a lot slower. Do it again, a lot slower.
You guys, that is it for our Monday after show. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Hollywood Lee, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Lee. And we'll be back next Monday. We'll be back next Monday to give you another good after show with the full panel. We're breaking it down every single Monday. Thank you for downloading us. We can't do this without our founder, Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Stevick, and now our full panel.
Yes. Hi, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina, and I would really appreciate if you subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's called Your Time with Thomas. It's my show. It's my baby. It's everything. I just released a brand new episode where I'm actually going and touring around the Philippines. So if you guys want to check it out, please do. Please subscribe. And thank you, Advocate, for writing about my show. If you guys want to read the article, go on advocate.com to read about all of the fun things that I've been working on. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. And I will talk to you guys on YouTube tomorrow morning while I'm drinking my coffee. You guys can follow me at Haley Clova.
There you go. August 15th, Born This Way, Annie, Kevin Undergaro, and I are mentoring Megan Bumgars. Check it out. It's only a couple weeks away. It's going to be amazing. We'll see you next Monday. Bye, After Buzzers.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.